District Judge Finds Gun Ban for Marijuana Users Unconstitutional. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 5, 2023. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Patrick R. Werick dismissed an indictment against Jared Michael Harrison, holding that the statute relied upon to ban gun ownership by marijuana users is unconstitutionally vague, in violation of the Due Process Clause, and unconstitutionally infringes upon his fundamental right to possess a firearm, in violation of the Second Amendment. Harrison was indicted by a federal grand jury on August 17, 2022, for possessing a firearm while being an unlawful user of marijuana, with 18 U.S.C. Section 922G, 3, being relied upon in the indictment. Statute 18 U.S.C. Section 922G, 3, bans firearm possession for anyone who is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance, as defined in Section 102 of the Controlled Substances Act. Werick weighed the indictment in light of the Supreme Court Bruin 2022 decision, as Harrison contended that he had a right to possess a firearm and that 18 U.S.C. Section 922G, 3, infringed on that right. Werick observed, Section 922G, 3, does not have deep roots. It wasn't enacted by Congress until the Gun Control Act of 1968. The statute initially prohibited any individual who is an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant or stimulant drug, or narcotic drug from receiving a firearm. But it was amended in 1986 to broadly prohibit the receipt or possession of a firearm by any person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance, as defined in Section 102 of the Controlled Substances Act, 21 U.S.C. 802. In its modern form, Section 922G, 3, thus strips a person of their fundamental right to possess a firearm the instant the person becomes an unlawful user of marijuana. And in the United States' view, all users of marijuana are unlawful users. In applying Bruin, Werick pointed out, the question here is thus whether stripping someone of their right to possess a firearm solely because they use marijuana is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. If it is not, then Section 922G, 3, cannot be constitutionally applied to Harrison, no matter the reasonableness of the policy it embodies. Werick concluded that 18 U.S.C. Section 922G, 3, violates Harrison's Second Amendment right to possess a firearm, and the motion to dismiss Harrison's indictment was granted. The case is United States v. Harrison, No. CR 2200328 PRW in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Oklahoma. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.